June 3, page 168. An argument infidels cannot resist. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. John 12:36. A well-ordered Christian household is an argument that the infidel cannot resist. He finds no place for his cavils, trivial fault-finding. And the children of such a household are prepared to meet the sophistries of infidelity. They have accepted the Bible as a basis of their faith, and they have a firm foundation that cannot be swept away by the incoming tide of skepticism. Said Christ, "Ye are the light of the world." He has committed talents to our keeping. What are we doing with his entrusted gifts? Are we letting our light shine by using them for his glory and the benefit of our fellow men? Or are we using them to advance our own selfish interests? Many are using them selfishly. They do not seem to realize that we are all judgment-bound and must soon give an account for the use we have made of our God-given opportunities to do good. But what excuse will they give in that great day for not using in the cause of God their skill, their education, their tact, and their perseverance and zeal? We need divine help if we would keep our lights burning. But Jesus died to provide that aid. He extends the invitation, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Cling to the arm of infinite power, then you will find him precious to your soul, and all heaven will be at your command. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we shall have the companionship of holy angels. To Joshua it was said, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by." And who are these that stand by? They are the angels of God. Joshua must have a living, confiding trust in God every day, and then angels would walk with him, and the power of God would rest upon him in all his labors. Then, Christian friends, fathers and mothers, let your light grow dim. No, never. Let your heart grow faint or your hands weary. No, never. And by, the portals of the celestial city will be open to you, and you may present yourselves and your children before the throne, saying, "Here am I and the children whom thou hast given me." And what a reward for faithfulness that will be, to see your children crowned with immortal life in the beautiful city of God. Signs of the Times, January 14, 1886.